Blog Talk Radio.
There was a time I truly believed that I could do it on my own, but all that I found at the end of the road is that concept for me was all wrong. But I found a savior who turned me around, and he placed his love on me, and I can trust him.
Chapter Widows Ministry Talk Show. This is Mary Hollis, your host. The word of the Lord is right and true. He's faithful in all he does. Psalms 33:4. I hope that you had a wonderful week. Tonight we're going to be talking about darkness cannot overcome the light. And I would like to quote the scripture in several different translations. Darkness cannot overcome the light. That is coming from John 1:5. John 1:5. The light shines in darkness, and the darkness comprehends it not. In the Good News translation of John 1:5, it says, the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has never put it out. Here's another translation, Living Bible. It says, his life is the light that shines through the darkness, and the darkness can never extinguish it. And coming from the Amplified Version, it says, and the light shines on in the darkness, for the darkness has never overpowered it. I know of no great Christian leaders who hasn't faced some kind of opposition, as he or she ought to do in doing God's will. But the truth is, the darkness does not have the power to overcome light. Every believer can overcome any attack if he or she won't quit first. Think about that. This doesn't mean that darkness won't attempt to overcome the light. However, its effort will be frustrated and unsuccessful, because the light of God always prevails, even in what seems to be the darkest hour of a situation. Darkness simply means have the power and ability to put out God's light. Since you are a child of light, Ephesians 5:8, this means darkness doesn't have the ability to put out your light either. Have you ever looked in the sky during full moon? It's amazing how a full moon, lights up the whole sky. I have a skylight in my bathroom, and I can lay in my bed and actually see from that skylight. And the beautiful moon shines beautifully on full moon. And it's amazing. Sometimes I've gotten up to go to the bathroom and I look up, because it is so amazing how beautiful that moon is, and it lights up the sky. Getting back to what I want to talk about, this in John 5:4, it says, "For whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world, and this is victory that cometh the world, even our faith." The word "overcometh" is a Greek word. I'll spell it, N-I-K-O-S. I think it's Nikos. It means to conquer. It was used to portray athletes who had gained the mastery of the competition and ultimately ran supreme as champion over the game. The Holy Spirit was careful in his selection of this word. This word communicates images that pertain to our walk of faith and victory. First, it tells us that when we begin the walk of faith, we enter in a real-life competition. The decision to walk by faith puts us right smack in the center of the ring where the contest immediately begins. This is so important to understand because too often we wrongly presume that if we walk by faith, we will be removed from all problems. Well, it doesn't happen that way. I wish it was, because all the things that are happening in this world, but one thing, just continue to ask God for protection and continue to pray over you and your family. I pray every day, no weapon that is formed against me or my family shall prosper, because there's so many things are happening. So this statement is very true. I'll read it again. This is so important, because it's too often that we wrongly presume that if we walk by faith, we will be removed from all problems, and that it doesn't happen that way. But we can believe that God can protect us and our family. But our faith puts us directly opposite the devil's power. He hates our faith because he knows what it can do. For this reason, Satan may try to go for a knockout punch. But even if he knocks us flat, he can't keep us down on the ground. The Apostle Paul testified to this when he said that he was cast down but not destroyed. In 2 Corinthians 4:9, our translation says, "We occasionally get knocked down, but never get knocked out." Let me read that again. In that 2 Corinthians 4:9, the translation says, "We occasionally get knocked down, but never get knocked out," because that's the grace of God. The grace of God restores us and help us to not stay down. We might get knocked down, but we don't stay down. Because if you ever hear the saying that whenever you feel like you are at the rock bottom, just knowing that God is the rock at the bottom. Because the word "overcomes" is the Greek word of the word I mentioned before, N-I-K-O-S, excuse me, it tells us that we are the ultimate champion and describes our superior position as children of God over the world. We are fully armed with everything that we need to super conquer in this life. We just have to believe that we can. As the God of this world in 2 Corinthians 4:4, the devil may try to use the world around us to do battle with us. Oh, yes, he does. He puts thoughts in our minds, gives us doubts, help us to sometimes lose faith in God, his timing. But regardless of what weapon Satan has, uses, and how he attempts to combat you, John 5:4 declares that we have a faith that overcomes the world. This means that we have a faith that overrides and supersedes any organization, any event, any circumstances, or any difficult dilemma Satan would try to employ against us. He may be the god of this. He may be the god of this world, but we have a weapon so powerful that we can shoot him down every time he shows up uninvited. And John 1:5 makes it absolutely clear that darkness does not have the ability to suppress or to hold the light under its domain. Darkness may try to prevent the light from shining, but it never holds back the light permanently. Eventually, it always comes shining through. Yes, we're going to have times where it's going to be so dark. I mean, we are going to be, we get in these moods of sometimes depression, doubt, faith. Like I said before, we lose our faith in God, and at that particular time that we are going through something. But just knowing that the darkness will not stay, you will see light. You will see the faith in God that you need to. You will get the strength that you need. And the devil cannot keep that from happening. But we can experience less darkness if we have more faith in God, believing that whatever we might be going through, he's going to get us through this, and we're just going to have to be prayerful and constantly believing that God is going to get us through this darkness. I've had a dream once where I was going through this tunnel, and it was very dark, and I couldn't seem to get through this tunnel, and I was scared, and I thought I would never see the light. But as I kept going and going, I started seeing a little bit of light, just like you see the rainbow. I started seeing a little bit of light little by little, and I kept going. I didn't stop. I kept believing that I was going to get out of this darkness, and I finally did. And I was so happy to see the light. And that's how God put it in our hearts. And also make us feel once we see that light again. And this is true of you and your dreams, vision, or calling as well. As you may feel hindered from time to time in your attempt to fulfill the call God has given you, don't be despaired. Just keep on holding on, having faith that he's going to get you through the situation and the feeling that you're having. And it won't be long. The only way the devil can steal your dream, vision, or calling is that if you surrender to him first. If you hold on and refuse to give up, your faith will overcome every burden, every obstacle, and every stumbling block that the devil sets up. You will be able to get through and overcome those circumstances. I want to read some questions to you and think about how you would answer some of these questions. The first one is, in what way has Satan tried to use the world around you to hinder what God has called you to do? For instance, has he tried to create a lack of finances to slow you down? Oh, yeah, he's used that on me many times. What unsuccessful attempt has he made against you and your dreams? What did you do to resist those past attacks? Well, let me answer how I go about doing it. That's when I get a hold of God's word. There are verses in Psalms that I read when I feel that the enemy is attacking me. 23rd Psalms, the 27th. The Lord is the light of my salvation, whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life, of whom shall I be afraid? The 37th has a lot of, that's a very good one too, is telling you to trust in the Lord. 91 talks about how the enemy, what the enemy can do, but what God can also stop the enemy from doing. So those verses is very, very strong verses for you to use when you are being attacked. It helps me. I'm trying to get back to 91. I love 91 as well. 91 is a long one, but all of them, the 23rd, the 27th, the 37th, and 91. I'm reading from the Amplified Version. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall remain stable and fixed under the shadow of the Almighty, whom power has woke can withstand. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God. On him I lean and rely, and in him I confidently trust. He will deliver you from the snares of the foiler and from the deadly pestilence. Then he will cover you with his pinion, and under his wing shall you trust and find refuge. His trust and his faithfulness are a shield and buckler. You shall not be afraid for the terror of the night, nor the arrow. In parentheses it says, the evil slot and slander of the wicked that flies by day. Yes, read those scriptures and they will help you to get through some of those battles that Satan puts up. And that's the question, what did you do to resist these past attacks? That's what I do. Use those scriptures to help you to get through. If you sense that the devil is trying to assault you right now, in what way are you resisting his assaults? Well, you have that. That's something personal that you do on your own. But when Satan... Really, Satan sometimes, what he does with me more than ever, he puts negative thoughts in my mind. And that's when I have to get the sword, I call him the sword, the word of God, to help me to clear my mind from those things. And I'm sure he uses different things with you as well, different ways that he attacks you. But he taxed me with the mind, and I pray. It's not as bad as it used to be, but at one particular time, it was very difficult. Every time I would just, think of something, it was something negative that was coming across my mind. But with God's word and much prayer, I must say that it's better. From time to time, I do get negative thoughts, but now I know how to get rid of it. I call in the name of Jesus to get that thought was even entering into my mind. So I'm sure that there are ways that you have, that you, what you use, I don't know if you use words or whatever you do, prayer or whatever, but I'm sure that it's something that you do to control your feelings and your thoughts and your actions when Satan tries to attack you. Our faith pits us directly opposite the devil's power. He hates our faith because he knows what powerful thing it can achieve. Satan always knows what when God is wanting to bless you or do something for you or have you to do his will, then he finds ways to come and attack you. So we have to be ready with his sword to make sure that we can overcome his attacks. It is, we've got about 10 more minutes. I have some announcements. But before, I would like to read this prayer also that goes with this this message for tonight. And then I'll go into some announcement. Lord, I thank you that darkness doesn't have the power to overcome us. It may try us, but your word guarantees that darkness doesn't have the ability to overcome the light. I am so thankful that I am your child and that I live on the winning side. When the devil tries to discourage us, help us to remember that in the end, we win. We win because we believe in you. We trust and have faith in you that you will help us to get through all of these burdens, these obstacles, these stumbling blocks that Satan continues to try to trip us. And we just thank you for your goodness and your mercy to show us and show us your word and have us to go to your word, because we know that your word will guarantee that we will see the light. An announcement that we have for tonight, we have a meeting this coming Saturday. I have moved it from 9 o'clock to 8:30. We normally have it from 9 to 10:30, but several of our widows have other events on the third Saturday, and I'm trying to get them to come to our meeting, and also for you to be able to be present to welcome them and encourage them. So I've moved it to 8:30. We won't be doing this every third Saturday, but we will discuss and how we can go about helping them to be able to attend, and even though that they already have things already set on the third Saturday of each month. But please come and join us this coming Saturday, 8:30 to 10:30. We will have a continental breakfast prepared for you, and we are going to talk about the picnic that we're going to have in June. I'm trying to get some information about a park, and I hope that I'll be able to get the information by that time. We're going to talk about the picnic. A couple of you are supposed to be checking out some other places as well. So if you have any suggestion or information that you can bring to the table about where we can have our picnic, that is June, the third Saturday in June. Also, we're going to talk about T-shirts. We're going to we are not going to order the T-shirt this month, but we want to talk about it and see how many people are going to want T-shirts, and we're going to place those orders next month, the month of May. And also the month of May, the third Saturday, we're going to have fish and grits breakfast, fish and grits as well as fish and shrimp. And we are asking you to invite other widows widows as well as widowers, that's male and female, are welcome in May to come and join us, to fellowship with us and enjoy the fish and grits that we're going to be preparing for this meeting. And I hope that you will pass the word along. If you know of a new widow, please have them to contact. Well, I would like for you to contact me with the name and number. Let me give them a call. Because sometimes when you let them try to make the call, they're so going through that grieving process, they don't always call because they have all types of emotions they're going through. So make sure that you have them to call me. I mean, no, have you call me with the name and number so I can give them a call and invite them to our ministry. And let me see what else we have. I think that is all. We have each one of you have been given a calendar of our members, but I don't know who anyone else that is on the line. I hope that you can come to our meeting so I can give you a copy of our event, our calendar of events for the year. But that's all I want to talk about as far as the calendar. There's other things going on in the rest of the year, but those are the most important things that I wanted to mention, that our discussion that we're going to be talking about this coming Saturday and the ordering of T-shirts the following month in our Fish and Grist Fellowship. And that is all I have tonight. Just continue to let your light so shine and use your sword, the Word of God, to stop Satan from trying to be a stumbling block to you and get you in those moods where you can't see the light, you see nothing but darkness. The Word of God, like those verses I mentioned to you, there's many more verses in the Bible that you can refer to, but I find that the 23rd and 27th, the 37th and the 91 can help you getting through those moments when Satan is trying to overcome your feelings and emotions. And that is all I have tonight. We will have a guest speaker next week. I spoke to her earlier today, and she will be able to come on the air next Tuesday night. And I don't want to give you any information about her. I would like for you just to put it on your calendar that we're going to have a guest next Tuesday night at 10 to 10:30 p.m. She and you will enjoy her testimony. She had a loss in her life, and she wants to share it with you, and she was also established a foundation. And just be tuned in because you will be blessed by her testimony. Thank you again for tuning in. Talk to you next week, same time, 10 to 10:30 p.m. Have a great week, and let your light so shine.